From Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 18. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all that heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them.
Well, I do want to wish you all a very happy Christmas. I hope this Christmas is full of joy and peace for you. Of course, that's not true of everyone. Christmas highlights our unhappiness. We feel more lonely when we don't have family around us. We feel the pain of bereavement more. That's why I'm so glad Christmas is more than presents and more than food and more than drink. It's even more than family. Christmas is about Jesus. I want to show you the love of God in Jesus in this passage. C.S. Lewis, the writer of the Narnia stories, said this: "Lying at your feet is your dog. Imagine for a moment that your dog and every dog is in deep distress. If it would help all the dogs in the world, would you be willing to become a dog? Would you put down your human nature, leave your loved ones, your job, hobbies, and choose, instead of intimate communion with your beloved, the poor substitute of looking into your beloved's face and wagging your tail? Unable to smile or speak." Christmas is about Jesus leaving the glory of heaven, coming to be born in poverty, so that he would grow up and live a human life. That for Jesus was like us becoming a dog. He gives up the privileges of being God. That's the love of God in Jesus. A medical doctor went to serve in China. He was shocked by the living conditions he saw. This was about 100 years ago. He says, "As I felt disgusted by the dirt and poverty, I also recalled that it was into a poor corner of the Roman Empire that our Saviour came. His arrival announcement was given to the marginalized. The greatness of his heart's love is seen in all this, for our nicest dwellings are a dump compared to his heavenly dwelling. God became human. God became human. This is the love of God in Jesus. Luke, as you saw, anchors his story in history. A census is taken of the entire Roman world. Joseph takes Mary back to Bethlehem, where they had to be registered. And while they're there, the time comes for Mary to give birth. There's no guest room available. She gives birth in a stable. She wraps baby Jesus in cloths and lays him in a manger. This is the love of God in Jesus. And there were shepherds out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Why is it significant that they were shepherds? It's because they were the lowest of the low. Shepherds were generally considered to be criminals. And amazingly, God makes the shepherds the first witnesses of the incarnation, of Jesus becoming human. That's what God is like. This is the love of God in Jesus. Verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. We think of angels as little girls dressed up in the nativity play. In reality, they are warriors. John Patton was a missionary in the New Hebrides Islands. One night, violent men surrounded the mission station, intent on burning out the Pattons and killing them. Patton and his wife prayed all night. When daylight came, they were amazed to see their attackers leave. A year later, the chief of the tribe became a Christian. Remembering what had happened, Patton asked the chief what had kept him from burning down the house. The chief replied in surprise, "Who were all those men with you there?" Patton knew no men were present. But the chief said he was afraid to attack because he'd seen hundreds of big men in shining garments with drawn swords circling the mission station. He'd seen angels. Angels are terrifying warriors of God. More than that, verse 9, God reveals his glory to the shepherds. When this happens in the Bible, human beings are always terrified. The prophet Isaiah cries out, "Woe is me!" The apostle John falls down as though dead. But verse 10, the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." This is the love of God in Jesus. God is terrifying. God is terrifying in his glory. He is holy. God's holiness destroys our sinfulness. But at Christmas, God brings us good news of great joy. The good news is that sinful people like us need not be destroyed by the holiness of God, but might know him as a father who loves us. This is the love of God in Jesus. And it's all made possible because verse 11, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. The Messiah is God's chosen rescuer king. He rescues us from sin and death and hell. He rescues us by dying on the cross for us. And the shepherds are to go off into Bethlehem and find Jesus, verse 12. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. There may have been other babies born in Bethlehem that night, but only one would be lying in a manger. The venerable Bede, writing in the 7th or 8th century, said, "It should be carefully noted, the sign given of the Saviour's birth is not a child enfolded in Tyrian purple, but one wrapped round with rough pieces of cloth. He is not to be found in an ornate golden bed, but in a manger." The meaning of this is that he did not merely take upon himself our lowly mortality, but for our sakes took upon himself the clothing of the poor. This is the love of God in Jesus. And then, in case they haven't seen enough, verse 13, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The great question is, does God's favor rest on us? In other words, have we made this Jesus our King? If we have, God is pleased to allow his favor to rest on us. If we've rejected Jesus, God's favor does not rest on us. We're in school. God's favor does not rest on us if we reject King Jesus. We will be cut off from the love of God in Jesus. Well, when the angel had gone, the shepherds hurry off to Bethlehem. They find Jesus, and what do they do, verse 17? They spread the word. Find Jesus. Spread the word. He is the Savior of the world. This Christmas, God offers us Jesus to be our Savior. Jesus is born to share our humanity, to die in our place, taking the judgment of God for our sin, so that we can be forgiven, know God as our Father, and know that we're going to heaven. This is the love of God in Jesus. Do you know this love? If you do, you have everything this Christmas. You have Christ. Love him. Worship him. It may be that this is a bleak Christmas for you because of bereavement or ill health. Jesus was born to share our suffering. He is Emmanuel, God with us. If you've not yet discovered the love of God in Jesus, two suggestions. Read Cure for Life, which goes over the evidence for why Christianity is true. Or take one of those other two books that I mentioned earlier, which explain the meaning of Christmas. Come to Christianity Explored, which is a relaxed, informal evening with a meal where we go over the basics of the Christian faith. Come to Christianity Explored and ask your questions there. We would love to have your company. And no question is off limits. But for now, thank you for listening. It may be that you would like to make Jesus your King today and make Jesus your Savior, your Rescuer from hell for heaven. You would like to receive the love of God in Jesus. Let's take a moment of silence. Let's respond to God for ourselves. If you would like to make Jesus your King and Savior, you talk to him now and tell him that. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We confess, Lord, that by nature we rebel against him. We refuse to have him as our King, and therefore we do not know him as our Savior. And this means we'll be cut off from you and that we'll go to hell. And so how we thank you that you gave Jesus to be our Savior that first Christmas, to rescue us from sin and death and hell. Help each one of us to make Jesus our King, to live for him, and to accept Jesus as our Savior, as the only one who can rescue us. Lord, we know that we can't save ourselves with good works or religion. And so we cast ourselves completely on Christ. And we pray that we might know him this Christmas. For his name's sake, amen.